Labour Party pledges to modernise law to make it easier to change gender. By Kurt Zindelka on July 24, 2023. The Labour Party has vowed to modernise legislation to make it easier for people to legally change their gender in the United Kingdom, branding the current process as intrusive, outdated and humiliating. In the latest pitch to the public to return to power after over a decade spent on the opposition benches, the left-wing Labour Party has doubled down on transgenderism, pledging to simplify the process for people to legally transition to another gender. Labour Party chairwoman and Shadow Equalities Secretary Annalise Dodds wrote in The Guardian, "Changing gender is not a decision anyone makes lightly. The process is intrusive, outdated and humiliating. So we will modernize, simplify and reform the gender recognition law to a new process. We will remove invasive bureaucracy and simplify the process." Despite attacking the Conservatives on the issue, claiming that they are fanning the flames of culture wars, the proposal from Sir Keir Starmer's party would seek to overturn the Gender Recognition Act, which was passed by Tony Blair's Labour government in 2004. "We need to recognise that sex and gender are different, as the Equality Act does," Dodds wrote. Explaining their plan to modernise the system, the Labour chairwoman said that new legislation would still mandate that an individual receives a medical diagnosis prior to receiving a gender recognition certificate. However, as opposed to the current model, which is conducted by a panel of anonymous doctors, Dodds said that a diagnosis provided by one doctor, with a registrar instead of a panel, should be enough. The left-wing party does appear willing to make some concessions on the issue of female-only spaces, with the Shadow Equalities Secretary saying that there will always be places where it is reasonable for biological women only to have access. "Labour," she said, "will defend those spaces, providing legal clarity for the providers of single-sex services," and added that the party will make sure that nothing in our modernised gender recognition process would override the single-sex exemptions in the Equality Act. Dodds added, "Responsible politics is not about doing what is easy. It's about doing what is right. Everyone deserves to be accepted, without exception and treated with respect and dignity in society." The issue of people legally changing their gender came to the forefront of British politics earlier this year when the leftist separatist devolved government of former First Minister Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland attempted to pass legislation to allow people to self-identify with their chosen gender without medical approval. The law was ultimately blocked by the UK government in Westminster. However, controversy surrounding the initial decision to place a biologically male prisoner in a women's prison was largely seen as a principal factor in the downfall of Sturgeon's government. In her article, Dodds accused the Scottish National Party of merely trying to pick a fight with Westminster rather than bringing about meaningful change. However, the senior Labour Party MP refused to address the specific issue of transgender convicts being placed in female prisons. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.